AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. In one of the final acts of the Obama administration on the Mideast, the U.S. did not veto a resolution condemning Israeli settlements. Ambassador Samantha Power.
It is because this resolution reflects the facts on the ground and is consistent with U.S. policy across Republican and Democratic administrations throughout the history of the state of Israel that the United States did not veto it.
But the decision at the UN Security Council to abstain is seen as a sharp rebuke to America's longstanding ally. President-elect Trump quickly responded on Twitter.
Minutes after the vote, the president-elect tweeted from his resort in Florida, "Things will be different after January 20th. Earlier this week, Trump called the resolution extremely unfair to Israel and said approving it would tie the Jewish state's hands in any peace talks. He also placed calls to Israeli and Egyptian leaders in a bid to head off the Security Council considering it.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.